Okay.
Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And joining us online to have a look at what's happening Christmas Eve. It's a big night for entertainment, as always, New Year's Eve. It's the one and only Pat Coomey from Arts Out West. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. Last show of the year. Thank you for your input where we could do it and talk about gigs. It's been a on-again, off-again sort of year.
It is, mate. It seems to be the thing, you know, on here, off there, but we'll just keep the beat going where we can.
Yeah, absolutely right, mate. Let's go through what's happening. It is Christmas Eve, of course, and what's going on? There's a bit happening tonight.
Yeah, there is. Wherever you are, there's something going on around the Central West. In Blaney, Matt Dent is at the Exchange. At Lyndhurst, Mickey Pye is putting on the Christmas Eve spirit at the Royal Hotel. And the Royal Hotel at Carcor are going top shelf with Neil Gill. And the Blind Pig, you want to do some stuff on Christmas Eve in Orange. The Blind Pig have got MC Days. He'll be spinning the tunes. And then we've had a bit of a scour around. There's a few things on just after Christmas. The Blind Pig has got Brad and Jess White. So Brad's going to be joined by his sister. That's going to be a cool thing if you want to do something post-Christmas. The Cargo Inn on Wednesday, the 29th of December, has Darren Smith and Clinton Hoy. We had them earlier for Live and Kicking as a duo playing their stuff. It was great. So great to see the Cargo Inn putting on some quality music there. And New Year's Eve, if you want to get out and have some drinks with some friends, DJ Turns is doing his thing at Washington & Co. And the Blind Pig are putting on Electric Dreams 2 with MC Days and DJ Leroy. They'll be over that like a pair of parachute pants because it's going to be everything 80s.
Oh, and those okay.
Guys
Electric
do that
Dreams.
Really well. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
So it's good.
Yeah, look, there's going to be plenty going on right around the region now, mate. Into 2022, there are some big gigs coming up, and some people need to put these ones in the diary.
Absolutely. We've got the Live and Kicking taking off around the Central West now at the Agristic Grocer on Friday the 21st. We're going to have Robbie Mortimer doing Meet the Songwriter. He's going to be going through his new album. That's going to be a cracker show, so put that one in there. Sunday the 23rd at the Victoria Bathurst, the last show there for Live and Kicking. Andy Baylor, he lives in Cowra, Gilly, and he is a legend on the Australian blues and roots music scene. Moved here a few years ago, but we're going to bring him to the stage here in the Central West. And, of course, the Safety of Life at Sea are going to be playing at the Cowra Civic Centre, a big show on February the 6th. So that program is rolling out all around the Central West, and we'll keep you up to date with that right here on Triple M. And we've got Safety of Life at Sea's new single, Dead End Street, to play. Gilly?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's give it a spin now. These guys are so very, very talented, aren't they?
They are indeed. You know, they cover bits of everything, great soul, blues, pop. And this is from their album, Let the River Go, which is a quality release on vinyl, Gilly. You know how I like my vinyl.
Yeah, absolutely. Dead End Street, that's the name of their new single for Safety at Life at Sea. A great way to wrap it up for 2021. Pat Coomey from Arts Out West, thanks for your time this year, mate. Let's do it again next year.
Let's do it. Have a good Christmas, everyone.